Such a gift.
He authored it and he finished it. What do you have? What left is there for you to do? Nothing. Except for say, yes, Lord. Welcome to the Newly Podcast with Mish and Sav,
where we discuss topics from the old way of the flesh versus the new way of the spirit. Hello, you guys.
Hello.
Today,
we're talking about
receiving.
How to receive.
That.
Yes. Which, I love this so much. We got an email basically saying, every single episode we talk about, just receive it. And it's like, how? How do we receive? Which we totally understand.
Yes.
Because, I mean, 4 years I lived in that. Like, okay, but how? Yes. Every message I would listen to someone be like, yeah, that's me. And then like, but how? Like, and then like, yeah. you would never get that answer that you're looking for. So we're making a whole episode about how to receive, but it's going to be kind of probably not what you expect. Which reminds me of the story that Rich told, where basically he was at a Love Reality tour and they were preaching freedom from sin and all of this stuff. And this lady comes up and she's like, I agree with everything you're saying. Now, what do I have to do? And I feel like that's exactly what this email was. And it's exactly where I was when I got free. They were talking about forgiveness. And I said, okay, what do I have to do to forgive? And then Christian told me, you have forgiveness. Like, you don't have to do anything. And like, in the same way, you don't have to do anything. You just believe and just be loved, is what Rich said to this lady. And so that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
So do you want to share? Because you were kind of stuck in that for a minute.
Right? Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, I've shared about it previously. Like, when we used to listen to Dan Moeller. Like, I knew what Dan Moeller was saying was the truth.
Right.
I could tell.
Right.
I could just tell by looking at him that, like, his life produced.
Yeah.
The good fruit. And, yes. like, I knew.
Man, this is, like, the episode.
And I was like, man.
I'm pumped.
She's real pumped, y'all.
I'm pumped. Because this is a lot of people stuck right here.
Yeah.
So this is, like, everything you want to say to people that feel stuck. Let's go.
And so I remember looking at him. And I was like, that is so good that he's like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you weren't putting it on.
No, I didn't know how.
Yeah. It's the whole, like, unboxing.
I was like, what do I have to do?
Yeah, exactly.
How do I get that, what he has? Because I knew what he had was truth.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know how to walk in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a verse about this.
You were
mentioning James in our last episode, and it reminded me of back when I read this stuff. So we'll start here.
You read this stuff, the Bible?
Yeah, I read this stuff. And it helped me understand a little bit. It's James 1:21, and it says, receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. And this is so interesting because before, in the old way, you read this like, oh no,
I gotta
be a doer, not only a hearer. And then you're like, oh no, like, I've been hearing for a long time and I've not been doing it, and like, you're just all in this works like mess. And going back to the beginning of the verse where it says how to do all of this, it says receive with meekness the implanted word. And the definition of meekness is submissiveness, which is accepting, yielding to.
Wow.
So how do we receive? We receive it by accepting it and yielding to every word that he says.
Man, that is so good.
Yeah. And so what does that look like? It looks like when no matter what you feel, no matter what you've been told, no matter what you've previously believed about yourself, no matter what you've done, no matter what your circumstances are, reading what God says about you and accepting and yielding to it, submitting yourself to it, believing it.
So good.
And the implanted word, like, it's literally deposited into us like a seed. Like, we eat the inside of a fruit is a seed, and it reproduces after itself in your life. And so that is how you become a doer. So, like, before you read this, like, okay, I gotta do.
Yeah.
And, like, it doesn't work like that. No. You receive, you yield to what God says, and then you naturally do. Not only hearing. Before, we lived, like, James 1, verse 6, that says, the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Exactly how I lived my life. And that's what it is, like a hearer only. Like, we knew. You knew you were a daughter. I knew. I was loved. Whatever. Yeah. You know, like, that's how I felt about it. Yeah. Like, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Jesus died.
And I was drifted.
Yeah, exactly.
Every so which way.
Right. And what drifted us? Circumstances, lies, everything, people around us, you know, because you're not anchored in anything.
Yeah.
You're not anchored in truth. But now, when we receive with meekness, we accept and yield to what God says about us, we are able to naturally, by God's grace, become a doer. Like, the actions will follow. So, like, for now, though... It's like, don't even worry about the actions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I think it's like, especially if you've grown up in church your whole life has been spent on your actions. Like, trying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had to, like, undo all of that and just focus on what I was believing to let. Because I was trying so hard, I didn't know what it was to actually let God work through me. Because, like, I was, you know, running so hard. Like, I didn't know what it was to walk in the spirit. Mm-hmm. Because I was trying so hard by the flesh. But now, I look at myself in the mirror, which is God's word. You want to know who you are? You look in the mirror, God's word, and you receive it by accepting and yielding to what it says about you. And when you do that, you're not like the person who looks at it and then forgets who you are. You know who you are.
Yeah, it's just receiving what Jesus accomplished on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Receiving what he put to death.
Mm-hmm.
And then what he rose up for you to have.
Yeah.
Because, like, we can't lose focus on this is because of him.
Yeah.
And what he's done for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be thankful for what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And then being confident in what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's done, that means it's done in me.
Yeah. That song, Your Grace Holds Me Now, by Hillsong. I don't know. There's just one lyric, and it hit me this past weekend. Your grace holds me now. And I've just been thinking about that. Like,
grace
it's
holds me.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. Thank you. I didn't want to be the one to sing it, so thank you that was you, not me. But literally, like, it is not my own actions and my own efforts. It's Christ.
Yeah.
And then Tyler was talking about this on the Bible study. Like, I think it was before you joined, maybe. But, like, if our identity is in freedom, it can almost get out of whack, because it's like,
oh yeah, I was on
our that. Identity is in how well we've been doing in freedom, but no, my identity is in Christ.
Yes.
And it's his grace that holds me. Even if I were to mess up, like, I don't know why I've had such a hard time with that. I think just, like, legalism and just trying so hard my whole life. But, like, someone over this past weekend was saying, like, you really think Jesus created the whole world and died on the cross for your sins, and then you receive it and then you stumble once or whatever, and he's just gonna be like, too bad, like, oops, yeah, you went too far, like he's just gonna give up on you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Like, it's not our own actions. It's not even my own actions in freedom that qualifies me. It's like, yeah, his grace is what holds me.
Yeah. And well, it's, yeah, like, but you're,
in Jesus, my faith in Jesus.
Who was it, Paul? That probably he was as pure as it could get.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah, where was that?
I forget. I was reading it this week.
If it was Paul, it was probably Philippians.
It is Philippians, because I was in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were in there.
I was in there this week.
Yeah. This was freeing for me too.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this, and I remember you talking about it, and then I was reading it this week, and I was like, it hit me.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was as
good
as it could get in the law. In
Philippians 3.
He counted his actions as nothing.
Yeah. Yep. Paul, literally, it says that he, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Meaning he kept the law completely.
Yeah.
Which proves that even if you were to fulfill the law completely, it still is not enough without your heart coming into agreement with it, which is only done by righteousness and faith. And so, yeah, that was so freeing for me too. Like, even if I just, like, walk the perfect life that I have imagined for myself, you know, like, it still is nothing compared to my trust being in the finished work of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm saying all these things that someone said because I just came back from a retreat. But Jonathan said, freedom is a consequence. Freedom from sin is a consequence of believing this, believing in Christ.
Wow.
Like, it's just a natural consequence. It's not like, I'm not even going after freedom. I'm just, like, resting in Jesus.
Yeah.
And when I do that, freedom, it's a consequence. I like the word consequence. Yeah, it sounds like a negative thing. But it's like, it's just what happens
to you. It's just what happens.
Yeah. You're just going to walk in freedom from sin.
Which is, like, the fruit. Like, bearing good fruit. Yeah. You don't have to try to bear good fruit.
Exactly. We're not going after the fruit.
No.
We're going after the belief.
Him.
Yeah.
And then because you're in him, you bear good fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Not by you, by him.
Mm-hmm. And then talk about the red is red.
Oh, so in the car, I was thinking about this.
This email we got.
This, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's just as much as I believe the color red is the color red.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much I believe that what Jesus did for me, that I can live out this way.
What do you believe?
I'm screaming. No, I believe that when he died, I died, and when he rose, I rose. And I believe, I believe in his finished work.
That you actually really died. Old Misha's really, really dead.
Oh, she's dead and gone.
Mm-hmm. You take no ownership over her?
No.
Because it wasn't you. It was sin at work in you. Mm-hmm. And Jesus became sin. I'm, like, still trying to wrap my head. Jesus became.
Yeah.
He didn't just defeat it. He became it and then put it to death.
He had to become it.
Yeah.
That's what gets me.
If they could only see our faces.
Yeah. Jesus did a whole lot.
Yeah.
I mean, side comment. I was reading John, and I was like, Jesus was saying stuff. Y'all read John.
It gets me, like, when Jesus was preaching freedom, I was like, he got it.
That's exactly what I said. I said, Jesus got it.
Like, obviously. But it's like, he's been saying this, too. Jesus was saying it.
Yes, I was reading it. I was like,
it's not just Romans 6.
No, y'all.
It's everywhere.
It's all over. It's in John.
You know where it also is at?
Where is it at?
Revelation.
Yes.
Let me show you. This was Tyler shared this verse, and it was pretty crazy.
Was this at your retreat?
Yeah. Come on, Revelation 14.
Wait, let me get there.
The second half of verse 4 to the end. It says, okay. It is those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been redeemed from mankind as first fruits for God and the Lamb. And in their mouth no lie was found, for they are blameless. And he was saying how, like, we are justified by our confession, because no lies come out of our mouth anymore because of what we confess. So, like, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. Like, it's not about the actions. Like, it is. Like, they follow. They're the natural consequence. But it's about our confession. Like, we confess that Jesus is Lord. Mm. Like, no lie found in our mouth. And that's all that was in my mouth before. Lies. About myself, about other people, like, just lies.
Yeah.
And now, because I confess Jesus, like, that's my standing, is I'm blameless and no lie found in me.
Mm.
Because I confess in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Mm. Yeah, you could be like, Jesus, I thank you.
Yeah.
For what you did.
Yeah. What do I believe?
Yeah, what do you believe?
I believe fully that old Savannah is dead.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Because I did some embarrassing stuff.
That's how I feel.
You know when it's the middle of the night and you just remember, like, the most embarrassing things that you've ever done?
Has
that ever happened to you?
No.
No. Like what I told you in my story earlier. Just comes to mind.
I mean.
Well, good. If not, there's, like, memes about that. Like, when you're just trying to fall asleep and you just remember the cringiest thing you said, like, 5 years ago or something.
No,
like
I remember.
That.
Oh, my God. You want to know what came to mind the other day?
What?
Me sending that picture to the Love Reality.
Oh, that was just freaking hilarious, though. That was so funny.
I'll never forget that. I was so embarrassed. I was like, I could not retract.
Oh, we were on a Love Reality Bible study. Which, by the way, you guys should join.
Yeah.
Just email us, newlyamishandsav@gmail.com, and we'll get you connected. I host a Bible study on Wednesdays as well. Which is perfect to join. I meant to say this in the last podcast, but we're starting wave one again this Wednesday. So it would be the perfect time to just jump on. But anyway, we were on there, and Misha accidentally texts the Love Reality number a picture of her in a Snapchat filter or something. As a man. A bald man. No context. She meant to send it to Mary Jo. I'm weak. And then it was to Tyler, I think, because you saw his face. Because you could tell he had received it.
And I saw, I tried to stop it. I see the green line.
It's going.
And I said,
unsend.
I literally fell out. And I didn't know these people at the time.
Yeah, I was like.
And then I was like, maybe they won't know it's me. Like, they don't know. Maybe they don't have my number saved.
Oh, yeah. He texted back. What did he say?
Something like, Misha, I didn't know. And when he said Misha, I fell out my chair.
Yeah, like, he knew who you were.
I said,
so funny. But, yeah, anyways.
But, yeah.
When those crazy, embarrassing moments come to mind, it's just like, wow, yeah, like, that was not even, that was she's dead. Praise God. Because before it used to be like, you still take ownership over, like, the things that you did, and you feel shame.
Yeah.
And now it's like, no, I believe that all of that is literally gone, that Jesus does not remember it anymore.
Yeah.
I will not be judged for those things. That I am holy and blameless and pure and loved and seen and everything good. Like, the Father only says good things about me.
Which before, we used to hear that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, God only says good things about you. And I don't know why, I just could never grasp. Like, I think that was why I was afraid to receive, like, words of knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Because you thought people were going to.
Oh, child. Yeah. I remember vividly, like, I was in college.
Never going up for prayer. Because what if they call me out?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Literally. I was in college going up and. My friend was like, hey, like, you want to go get a word? And I was like, I'm good.
Yeah. Actually, no. I'd rather not have someone call out all my sin publicly. Thanks.
Literally. But yeah, I was just so afraid of getting a word because I thought they were just gonna.
And now we know God doesn't even remember. Me. As far as the east is from the west, which east and west never connect, that's how far our sins have been removed from us. We've been literally divorced from our old selves. Like complete separation.
I love it, man.
Yeah. Adam 1 and Adam 2. Good stuff. Wave 1. They should go to lovereality.org and do wave 1.
Yeah.
Because that would be very helpful if you want, like, all the scripture and all this, like, where to find all this. Like, check out wave 1. But yeah, so what do we say to the person that wants to receive but they're stuck?
Believe.
Yeah.
That's how you...
The fact that you're emailing us this, or if you're not the one that emailed us, but you just, like, want it, the fact that you feel stuck reveals that, like, you already have it.
Yeah. It shows the purity of your heart.
Yeah.
So you just have to...
That you want... If you want it, you've got it.
You have it.
You want it, you got it. Literally.
So you have it.
Pull up the lyrics to that song, can you?
You want it, you got it?
No. Oh. I'm
weak. Please keep that in.
Ariana Grande. Yes. Evergreen. I'm crying. By who?
Amanda Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is no game I have to play. There's no waiting for the spring. There's no trick you need to learn. There's no mark you need to meet. There's no war you need to fight. There's no hill you have to climb. There's no flag you need to fly. His love is evergreen. So it's just like saying, you don't have to do anything. Yes. There's nothing you have to do. Yes. He did it.
Yes.
And just believe that he did it.
Yeah. In practical terms, there's no like... special thought you have to think, special prayer you have to pray.
Yeah.
Like, amount of time you have to spend in the secret place, or amount of time you have to read in your Bible, or getting your life together, or...
Which is such a gift.
Any action you need to do at all.
Which shows that Jesus did above and beyond.
Yeah.
Such a gift.
He authored it, and he finished it. What do you have? What left is there for you to do? Nothing. Except for say, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Just, I agree.
Amen.
Yeah. And it's like the whole thankfulness that we talked about in the last episode. Mm-hmm. Just thank him for it. I think a lot of times when we see people stuck, like also out of their mouth is coming all of these lies and like things that are not true. Mm-hmm. Or, like, it's just so hard. I'm just struggling. Like, if you're saying that stuff, you're going to be believing that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not hard to believe. It's actually the easiest thing in the world. It's a lie that it's hard to believe. So don't even say that, you know?
Yeah.
Don't confess anything.
That doesn't align.
Right. Just thank him for only the truth.
Yeah.
It is easy to receive. You already have it. You have received it. It is yours. There's nothing you have to do. You have his love. You have freedom from sin.
Yep.
Jesus accomplished it all.
Yeah. So that's good news.
Yeah.
That you have it. And there's nothing you have to do.
So congrats. You have it right now. Like, tonight's the night. There's no waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no key you have to turn, like the song said.
Yeah.
There's no...
It's beautiful.
You're not waiting on God to do anything. You're not praying for anything.
Yeah.
You have it all.
It's good news. So yeah. Receive your good news. Like there's nothing you have to do.
The finished work of Jesus accomplished a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. It's literally just believe. So what if they don't? What if they can't believe?
I mean,
you're not trying to believe. Like the red is red. I really like that. Do you believe the color red is red? Mm-hmm. Then do you believe that you are free from sin? Do you believe that you are the righteousness of God in Christ? Do you believe that you are dead to sin?
It's just that much equal to.
Yeah. Yes. The answer is yes. Yeah. Maybe we should just pray for them. You want to start? Since you like to go first. She likes to pray first so that she's not the one closing it out.
I sure do. I always want me first.
Yeah.
Because I can't think about it, you guys. I get in my thoughts.
Yeah. What am I going to say?
Yeah. I just go first. All right. Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the person listening right now. We thank you that there's nothing they need to do. I ask that... I'm going to cancel that part. I don't know what to ask. Okay. But...
There's nothing to ask.
Ain't nothing to ask.
You did it.
You did it. I'm going to keep that in.
Yeah, that's too funny. As soon as you said that, I was like, she's asking for something.
Is it? Wait a minute. Ain't nothing to ask. No. So, God, we just thank you for them. And we thank you... that right now that you see them as holy, blameless, free. I thank you that you remember their sins no more. I thank you that they are son, that they are daughter. And I pray that they will believe it right now, what you've accomplished for them a long time ago. So Jesus, we love you. And we thank you. Amen.
Okay, I'm gonna pray now. Okay. I'm gonna pee.
I thought you... Continue.
Holy Spirit, I'm gonna ask something, actually. Ooh. That I just ask that whatever is holding this person back from believing this would be revealed right now. If it's a lie, a doubt, like whatever it is, that you would just reveal that to them. And I thank you that you reveal the truth to them also. And so whatever that is, we just confess that thing. And we thank you that we thank you for truth. And so I just thank you for boldness and confidence that whoever is listening can just be confident to make this their own. Mm. Like, to say, I am free from sin. I am righteous. I am holy. I am loved. All of these things that they already want to believe is true, which reveals that they have a new heart. I just pray for the confidence to just speak those things and make it their own. Because by making it your own, you're putting on the gift. You're receiving the gift. And so I just thank you that they just abound in thanksgiving for what they have and what you've accomplished for them. And that the blinders are just removed. And that they have a revelation of the finished work of you, Jesus. And that there's no more questioning whether or not they have it, because they do.
Yeah.
And I just thank you that you've given it to them a long time ago. You paid for it a long time ago. And I thank you that it's time to receive right now. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful.
Good. I was like feeling like that made no sense.
No, yeah, that was amazing.
Okay, good.
Well, we love you guys.
Yes. Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram at MishandZev. Or email us any topics you want us to cover, any comments, mm-hmm. concerns.
If you want to get connected with Bible studies,
email
anything.
newlymishandseth@gmail.com.
Yep. And leave us a 5-star review.
Please.
Leave us one on Apple and put some words in there.
Yeah.
I like reading the words. It's nice.
Yeah.
Spotify, you can't have any words.
It's really?
Just 5 stars, yeah. Which is also good. But you know, words are nice. It's nice to hear. Anyways. We love you guys.
Peace and blessings, y'all.